Hello, this is the third episode of our podcast, the Johnny and George's podcast without a name yet. What's a penguin's favourite film?
I don't know. What is a penguin's favourite film?
It's A Wonderful Ice.
I thought you would have
remembered that as yeah. one of the...
I thought we would have improved it a bit since last week.
I haven't been thinking about it. You know that because we just thought of... Come on.
Well, I mean, you've had 5 days to come up with a better punchline.
There is no better punchline.
I mean, we could try one.
Now? A penguin's favourite film?
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be other films out there. I mean, even if you would just say The Polar Express, it'd be better.
That's not better, because it doesn't involve any... of any levels.
No, there's no there's no pun, but it's still better.
March of the Penguins.
Yeah. You could say Happy Feet.
What's a penguin's favourite caffeinated drink?
Well, I can guess the answer.
Go on.
Iced tea.
No, it's coffee.
Okay.
You haven't come up with any penguin jokes so far. Any new ones?
I tried.
I just done one there.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. how do you make a penguin roll?
I don't know. How do you make a penguin roll?
Push him over.
Very good.
I was under pressure.
I thought you were going to say kill it, chop up its parts, and put it in a wrap.
I was tempted. But that wouldn't have been a roll, it would have been a wrap.
Yeah. Hey, this is our third podcast, we're on a bit of a roll.
I know.
It's not time to say that's a wrap just yet.
It's not quite.
It's all gone a bit flat.
Is this all music puns? Yeah. Great.
Well, You'll be like I was last week now.
We've now
perk up.
Trebled the number of podcasts we've made.
Yes, and we have some subscribers.
Yeah. So hello to all of you.
Weird, isn't it?
It's quite odd, because now we're almost under pressure. I feel a little
bit
more
nervous.
We've only
told 3 people about this, yet we have 7 subscribers.
I
know. We have one follower called... Don Charisma.
Yeah, so Don, if you're listening, we'd love you to get in touch and tell us what you think of the show. Or just with your favourite penguin joke.
Yeah, and if any of our other possibly real, possibly robotic listeners want to, I don't know, send in anything, then I'm just going to find your number so I can read it out. Then just text Johnny on... what's your number, Johnny? What's your number?
I was just...
7758.
Isn't that Ali's number?
No, that one's yours.
I know.
We'll get around that. We'll just play a noise over it like you'll
yeah.
be.
Let's hope
I
so.
I mean... It's very over-optimistic to think that anyone would actually text that now.
It is a little.
A little.
But at the same... Yeah. A little. But at the same time, I don't think it's very likely.
Yeah.
Anyway, what have you been doing with yourself since we last spoke?
Just kind of sitting down. Oh, wait, there is a thing. I'm now a licensed forklift driver.
You're now a licensed forklift driver.
I have a license to drive a forklift.
Wow. Yep. I mean, as licenses go, it's up there.
It's a nice one.
It's up there with the coolest.
Yeah.
Can you drive all forklifts, or are there
I can drive any counterbalance forklift.
And how does a counterbalance forklift differ from other forklifts?
A counterbalance is your bog standard forklift, where the weight of the truck balances out with the weight of the load.
Okay.
And that's what I can drive after a 3-day course.
That's quite impressive. Is that
I'm hoping that I can give the podcast a bit of a lift now.
See what you did there.
Thanks.
It's just the way you didn't fork it up.
the guy who taught me was quite an interesting character. Why, I hear you ask.
Well, why?
That is too late. Should I move that to the gap?
Yeah, maybe.
His name was Dougie.
Okay.
But that's not the interesting part. He spent long periods of time, instead of teaching me how to drive a forklift, he would tell me stories about various trips he'd been on, including a motorcycle trip across America. And he, in fact, showed me pictures from this motorcycle trip across America and pointed out how great his goatee was after 4 days. And then he showed me again at the end and said, oh, there's the goatee again. And he was all excited about his goatee. And he showed me a video of him on Skype with his wife while he was in America, just showing her around this motel he was staying in. That was it.
When did he go to America?
June? I don't know.
Okay. Did you... Because you were in America about then.
I know you were before then.
I was before then.
I was, yeah. I didn't see him there, though.
Well, you never know. You might not have recognised him with his goatee.
That's a goat point. A good point.
Don't be sheepish about jokes like that.
Sorry, I'm just a kid, really.
Oh, wow. You had to lamb it up for everyone, didn't you?
Shall we move on?
Let's.
Oh, podcast names we thought about, didn't we? We still haven't got one.
That's true.
What was the one that we said just before we came on?
I
Audible
can't.
Turds. Audible
yeah.
Turds.
Audible Turds.
I quite like that one. We're running with Not Entirely Funny at the moment.
I think Not Entirely Funny is actually better than Audible Turds.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe Audible Turds could be some sort of subtitle.
I quite like the current subtitle as well.
An alternative to silence.
An alternative to silence is a pretty good tagline, I think.
It's alright, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good job I was on the ball thinking up stuff, isn't it? Got the name, got it all up.
All right.
Got it on the old iTunes, didn't I? What were you doing?
I don't know.
I didn't even get a
forklift license.
What have you been doing?
As I'm sure you know, I only work 4 days a week, which left my Friday free to watch a movie at the cinema.
Yeah.
What movie did you watch, I hear you ask?
Well, I just spoiled that because I already said I blurted it out.
Well, that's fine because you can delete
that
bit.
What movie did you ask? I mean, sorry, I banged my head. What movie did you see?
Did you actually bang your head?
No.
Okay, because I banged my head and we could have had something in common then.
You said that in a way that sounded like you thought I might have banged my head and that's why I was shit.
Well,
did you actually bang your head? That makes a lot of sense.
No. I was asking if you actually banged your head because I banged my head yesterday. I was a little bit intoxicated and I was walking through London and somebody asked me to look something up for them on my phone. So I duly obliged, but carried on walking through London, and a lamppost came out of nowhere and hit me. Oh. And it was still stuck in the ground. It wasn't like anyone was swinging it at me. But, yeah, I've got a little lump on my head because of it.
You walked right into that one, didn't you?
I really did. It
got truly lamped.
Yeah, I was going to go for that one.
Have you got another one? Or,
nope, that's it.
Was it first past the post?
Oh, dear. You really light up this podcast.
That's all for that bit.
I know.
So you went to see The Hobbit?
Yes, I went to see The Hobbit. The third film, The Battle of the Five Armies. The main thing we were doing throughout is trying to work out which the fifth army was.
So what have you got so far? You've got the elves, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got the elves, you've got the dwarves, you've got the men, and then you've got the bad guys. But the bad guys were split into two armies, maybe. So I'm not sure if the fifth army's them, or the fifth army's the eagles who come along at the end.
What about the dragon?
He's dead.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Well, it hadn't already happened, that was a spoiler.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
The problem
with talking about an 100-year-old book is that you kind of assume the spoilers are already out there.
Well, I have read it, so it wasn't a problem for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone else listening, maybe we should cut that bit, and then they just hear us talking about the spoiler.
Yeah, we'll have to see how long we can talk about the spoiler for now, then.
Yeah.
I think that's about as much as we can get out of it.
Yeah.
So, other than working out who the Fifth Army was, did you enjoy the experience?
What else
stood out for you?
I think it was my least favourite of the Hobbit films.
Really?
I know. It had a very impressive battle scene at the end, you know. It was all singing, all dancing. It was
probably the biggest budget. That doesn't sound like a battle
scene. No. But...
Are you sure you saw The Hobbit? Not some rerun of Grease.
I think I did.
Right.
Because there's not five armies in Grease. Did it have for sure.
Watson in it?
No, it didn't have Watson.
It did. Well, come on. It had Martin Freeman.
Oh, did it? He was probably dressed as an orc or something.
He plays The Hobbit. What's wrong with you? He plays the main character.
Oh, the title character. Would you say he's the main character, though? Having read the Hobbit book? Because I would disagree. I'd say he's the title character, but not the main character. I thought you just said you'd read the book.
I have read the book. And he's also the main character in the book.
I think Thorin is.
He's the main... protagonist.
Yeah.
But it's from Bilbo's point of view, isn't it?
That is true. But that's like saying that a biography written about somebody is from the biographer's point of view, so the person it's about isn't the main character.
It depends, doesn't it? It depends if the biographer includes himself in the book and titles it Biographer.
Titles
if they wrote a book called The Biographer and they wrote a biography about someone, then you might well say that they were a character.
Yeah, if they wrote a book called My Life with Winston Churchill.
Yeah, and it was about them going to see Winston Churchill. I walked through the door, sweating with anticipation. Winston was there, drunk, as usual, white powder all over his nose, halfway through a sherbet fountain, he was. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah. Then it wouldn't be a biography, though. It would be an autobiography, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I guess we're both wrong.
Yeah. But anyway, The Hobbit.
Yep.
The main thing that ruined it for us being myself and my housemate who went to see it with me, was the certain amount of CGI that somewhat made the already pretty, well, the pretty believable fight scenes very unbelievable.
Did you watch it in 3D?
No.
Because that makes it even less believable sometimes, doesn't it?
I know, that's what we thought. We were a little bit worried, so we went for a 2D.
Did it have any bits in there that were clearly put in just because it was in 3D?
Yes, there was one bit which stands out, in which Orlando Bloom...
Has a Wii out of the screen.
No. No. He runs across a bridge that's falling to pieces, and as he does so, he steps on bricks and he, like, pushes them away with his foot and, like, thrusts himself up in the air. He's pretending to be an elf, but it's still quite unbelievable. And not just because of his ears.
Well, that's not that's not unbelievable for an elf. Once you accept that he's an elf, and it's not that weird for him to have those ears.
That's true.
You don't go, oh, okay, Orlando Bloom is an elf. What the fuck's he doing with those weird ears on?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. We got past the ears, and then we'd only just got past the ears, and they gave us this bridge scene.
So they put it too close together.
Yeah.
And it's then you suddenly found out that he was a children's entertainer on weekends and dressed up as a clown, and he roller skated to work in the morning.
Yeah. Except none of those things.
What is his job title?
Orlando Bloom.
No, Legolas.
He's a prince.
Oh.
A monarch in waiting. I don't know. What would you say?
I'm not sure. I just thought, do they all have job titles?
Well, Bilbo's a burglar, isn't he?
Ah, yes, he's a thief.
Yeah. Gandalf's a wizard. I think that's a job.
He is, yeah. He's a professional wizard.
Professional wizard.
The dwarves are all
He gets paid
warriors.
To whiz. Yeah.
What would you say Gollum is?
I think he's a fisherman, because that's what he started off as.
He still a fisherman, though? Is he a retired fisherman? Do you think that's what he tells people at dinner parties?
He still fishes, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's even got songs about fish, so... Sounds pretty fishy to me.
Ah, there you go. I was trying to think of a pun with a song title.
You didn't let it trout in time.
I know.
Get off your perch and make a joke.
I'll come up with one before the end of the show.
Okay.
Do we call it a show? Oh god, my foot. That's actually a callback to last week. My phone fell out of my pocket again.
Oh wow. It's like history repeating itself.
Yeah, I need to get more sturdy pockets or a less slippery phone.
Okay. Do you think the sturdiness of your pocket is the main issue then? Well, I'll say the angle of the pocket.
The angle. Sturdiness is maybe the wrong word.
Yeah.
But it's lacking in friction. I'm wearing a pair of jogging bottoms.
Okay.
You know what they're like with the
pockets. Have you been jogging?
Well, no, I haven't.
Okay. Just checking.
Jogging these.
They'd be a bit warm, wouldn't they?
They would. Maybe I should call them... No, that doesn't make any sense. Go on.
Yeah, well, I was just saying that I don't think they're the correct...
Hey, I thought of a good film title. That doesn't matter, because I forgot that I was trying to think of a song title.
No, you're trying to think of a fish pun.
Yeah, but then I started thinking of films, and I thought, I'll just say one that has fish in the title anyway, like A Fish Called Wanda.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
But it's actually a song title that I need.
Yeah.
Fish upon a star.
When you fish upon a star.
Oh, that's like the little... forget it. I keep trying to go off on tangents and then I realise I'm getting it wrong.
Yeah.
You say things now.
Okay. I'm trying to think of fish song titles as well, though. That's the issue.
We can't both do it because then it's just silence.
I know.
What about if... No. No fish sound like other words.
No.
Say some fish names.
Pike. Salmon.
The hairy pikers. That's another callback there.
Yeah, that's one
for anyone who won't wonder why.
One for all you regular listeners.
We're talking to you, Hugh.
To Hugh?
Ha ha.
Still struggling.
Yeah.
How about I'm riding Soul O?
soul, man.
Yeah.
But that's already there.
I mean, there's a whole genre called soul, isn't there, so...
Yeah. What about, instead of Motown, you could have Nemotown? That's one.
Oh.
That's my phone going.
Yep, I heard.
Got a message. Oh, no, I didn't. It just says that my message didn't send. That's quite upsetting.
Oh, dear.
You could have a song by Morrissey called The First of the Gang to Fry. And it's about... it's about the first fish from the school who was taken from the sea. And, yeah.
There is a pike that never goes out.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's another... Yeah.
Another Morrissey good. One. Yeah.
Irish blood, English carp.
Yep. Yep.
We're going now. We got it. I think that's the fish jokes in the bag.
I think so.
We've netted a few good ones there.
I think we have. We've
a couple of nibblers to warm up with.
Yeah, it's time to cast off to something else.
So that's a good line. A real good line.
Yeah. The problem is you're hooked.
People are going to be hooked. This podcast. I heard Rod Stewart is a regular listener.
Really?
No. But his name's Rod.
Yeah, I got that.
I could have said Rod Hull, because Hull's a part of a boat, and boat go in the sea where fish go.
I mean, it would have been funnier if you'd managed to follow it up with a pun using one of Rod Stewart's songs.
Like, oh, I don't really know any of his songs.
No, I might ask Google really quickly so I don't offend him. He's got a song called Atlantic Crossing, which could be. Soul Book is one of his best-selling albums. The first carp is the deepest.
We've had two carps now. Too many carps. I know. Spoil the broth.
It's too many.
Good one.
Yeah. I was going to say too many carps spoil the bouillabaisse, but then I thought that might be a bit. I didn't even know what's in bouillabaisse. It's like shellfish, isn't it? So it might not.
I don't know.
Don't even know how to say it.
I really don't know. Flying on the wings of a flying fish. I'll get rid of that. Well, moving on.
Yeah, moving swiftly on. Swimming to new parts of the ocean.
Yeah.
Reefing that behind us.
Okay.
Getting something more current.
Right.
What about Billy Ocean?
What about Michael Fish, who famously predicted a storm? I mean, famously didn't predict a storm, and then there was a storm.
Yeah.
He's a weatherman.
That's almost topical. Did you hear about this weather ball that allegedly was...
Weather bomb, wasn't it?
Weather bomb. Okay, sorry.
I've heard it been mentioned, but I don't really know much about it.
Yeah, I think what happened is it snowed in Scotland. And because everyone had been lulled into this sense of security that Britain was tropical because it was the hottest year since before people were born or something like that. Then they... got all stressed out.
I think it was the hottest year since they stopped making Andy Pandy.
Really?
I heard in the news.
Okay. Yeah. Do you go by children's cartoons then? Is that?
Well, that's what Channel 4 News said.
Really? Okay. So it's like the snowiest winter since Ringo Starr started Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, I suppose so.
The warmest summer since gollywogs were banned from Noddy.
Yeah.
And now we really know we've got to move on.
Yeah. I think it was when you said garlic worms.
I know, it's close. I mean, they're a traditional fictional character, right? You can't be racist if you just...
You were just saying the name.
Yeah, that's true. I meant nothing by it. If you want, you can blank out the word, just that word. I'm not going to repeat it.
Yeah, don't repeat it.
Yeah.
Although that's an admission that you've done something wrong.
No. It's not, it's
okay.
Just...
We'll say that that's okay, but we won't repeat it just in case people are offended.
Yeah.
Right.
I wanna recommence after that little aside with a penguin joke.
You wanna what?
Get a penguin joke to get it going again. Do you have one?
I've got to think of one on the spot.
I'm refusing to use Google.
What's a penguin? No, which of the Beatles is the penguin's favourite member?
Is it Pingu Starr?
No, but it is. Well, it's sort of. It's Ice Ringo Starr.
I'm glad we both went for the same.
It's because we mentioned him already.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have to think of one with one of the other members.
Yeah.
George Harris, no.
Yeah, that would do. Paul McCartney.
I heard that they really like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, it's one of their favourite bands. That wasn't even a pun. I thought it was going to be. Yeah.
Excellent.
I saw the Sainsbury's World War One Christmas advert. When we talked about in the first podcast. It's the first time I've seen it. It was at the cinema, so it was on the big screen. I thought it was quite nice.
Yeah. It's alright, isn't it?
I mean, I wasn't offended. I felt almost let down that I was told that I would be offended when going into it, and then when I got there I wasn't.
And what would Russell Howard say about that advert?
I'm not sure. With driving a forklift,
yeah,
the little turny thing isn't there like a little wheelie that you whiz round?
A steering wheel,
yeah. Does that?
But it has a little knob on it, and you have to grasp the little knob and then turn using that.
Yeah. Does it just do the turning then?
Yeah, it's just like a normal steering wheel.
Oh, okay. That's disappointing. I thought it was some magic device that...
Some of them have a weird little thing, I think. I think I know what you mean, but I wasn't using one of those.
Okay. Is that like Advanced Forklifting Part 2 or something?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
It's like some sort of professional standard.
Yeah. Sounds it.
Good.
Do you know all the facts about forklifts then? Are there any restrictions on what forklifts you can drive?
Which question shall I answer first?
Both.
No is the answer to the first one. Mm-hmm. And yes is the answer to the second one.
Okay.
What was that weird noise?
It wasn't me.
It sounded like somebody being strangled.
Maybe it was. Was it at your end?
Or drowning. What about my end?
Was the strangulation happening at your end, or did you hear it through my thing?
Were the funny noises coming from your end?
Is it?
I don't know. I don't know what it was.
It could have been a car driving past.
Could it be a carp driving past?
I thought we'd got off fish.
Yeah. you could say that we finned.
You could.
Another subject?
Yeah. Your turn.
Didn't I come up with the last one?
No, I asked you about forklifts.
Oh, yeah, that counts.
Yeah, that counts.
I was thinking about bats, because bats are a small animal with wings, and some people think that bats are kind of cute, don't they?
Yeah.
But if you made a bat life size, I think this is a good test of whether something's an animal's cute. A small animal, anyway. If you made it human sized, would it be terrifying?
I don't know if that's necessarily a fair test, though.
Think of a cute animal.
Okay, a rabbit.
Okay.
But I'm so going back to the bats.
Yeah.
I thought I would say more people are scared of them than think that they're cute, to be honest, in my opinion.
That's a weird thing as well, though. Why are people scared of them?
Because they've got wings.
But little birds have wings.
Yeah, but
usually scared of those.
Bats are more sort of indoor-y, aren't they?
Yeah.
If you had a little bird in your house that was flying around.
Oh, yeah, you can have bats sort of hiding away in your attic.
Yeah.
Or in a dark corner of the room.
Yeah. And they also caused Ebola, didn't they?
Oh, is that because someone had sex with one?
No, I think it's because they ate it.
That's what they're telling everyone.
Yeah. It could be a euphemism.
What's your favourite colour?
I was actually thinking about this. That was a police siren going past. Don't worry. I was actually thinking about this the other day.
Just a siren going past.
Well, from my position in my room, I have my blinds down, and all I can see is the siren, so I cannot corroborate whether there was a car attached or not. I'd assume so.
It'd be just a man carrying it.
Yeah, it was.
It helps him get through pedestrian traffic quicker.
That would be good. I mean, they normally just use a horse, right? So here's the thing. Horses, very easily spooked, very dangerous, all that. Why do the police still use them?
Because they're intimidating. People aren't intimidated by much now. They're still intimidated by a massive horse. Mm. It gets your attention.
But riding them can't be good in terms of police injury figures. Because horse riding is quite a dangerous thing to do, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Do people who have already ridden horses apply to become mounted police officers?
I don't know.
Do people who are already police officers learn to ride horses?
I don't know. I assume they'd want people with a interest in horses. Do you reckon you're employed solely as a horse operative?
I think so. Once they know you can do it.
But so that's your only job? You only ride around on horses?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just thinking in the interview for a mounted police officer, what kind of questions they might ask you.
Equestrians.
What kind of equestrians they might ask you.
Okay. Didn't we make horse puns last week?
Yeah, last time you said something about equine.
Yeah.
It was quite a good one, actually, at the time.
So we probably shouldn't get onto horse puns again. We don't want to be saddled with it.
I agree.
Good.
If anyone is to ask, could you come up with another horse pun, we'll both say, go on, we'll both say,
we don't want to be saddled with it.
Hey, we don't want to be saddled with it.
But hey's not really a horse pun, is it? It's more just a... I mean, that's like saying you're going to do people puns and making a pun about sausages just because people eat sausages.
Not quite. You said saddles, but you can use a saddle on a camel or an elephant or maybe a strong goose. But I didn't say that about your saddle pun. I just went with it.
It's true.
You pretended it was funny.
I would say, yeah, okay. You won that one.
I would say hay is associated with horses as much as a saddle is.
Okay. I'd say hay is associated with bales.
Gareth.
Or Christian. Which one's the football player?
Christian.
Okay.
And that brings us nicely onto bats again.
That does, it brings us perfectly on a full circle. We've swept right round and come back onto bats. But there's not a lot more to say about them. My mum's afraid of them.
Does she have reasons? Have you ever asked why?
Because of the wings, as I mentioned.
Why?
Yeah. She doesn't like things with wings. She used to have, in her old house, a room in the loft. And once upon a time, when I was just a young lad, a pigeon flown into her room while she was out during the day and had done what pigeons do and crapped everywhere.
Yeah.
And she went up to her room after work and ran down screaming because it was there and she couldn't cope with it. But she's fine with spiders and snakes and all the things normal people are afraid of. Just a pigeon.
So she's more afraid of wings than bats specifically?
I would say more wings inside, because once you're outside, something with wings isn't that scary.
Would she be afraid of a penguin in a living room? Because they have wings, but they don't really flap.
Oh, but I'd be more afraid of their beaks.
Be careful, we don't want to get into more penguin puns.
We really don't.
It's lulled a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, somewhat. I feel like most of the last 10 minutes was cuttable.
We never really got back onto a subject properly after we had that big break.
Speaking of big break, did you watch any of that snooker in the end?
No. Why would I have decided to watch it in the meantime?
I don't know. I just wanted to make that pun. It was one of my favourite TV programmes when I was younger, Big Break.
Yeah. It was quite good, despite having Jim Davidson.
Yeah. And John Parrott.
John Parrott was alright, there, wasn't
he? Yeah. I like the ridiculous trick shots that must have taken them hours to set up and inevitably involved a ball at the top of a queue rolling down and hitting a ball at the end of it. My granddad had a full-size snooker table. I used to try and set them all up, but inevitably they didn't work.
When you did things like this with your granddad, did you call them Generation Games?
That was good.
Thank you. A Jim Davidson joke there.
Yeah, one for the older listeners out there.
We've got so many separate jokes with no links between them, so it's just going to be.
We're just lacking in context. It's all puns with no context.
Yeah. But there's lots of fun text.
That's not even a pun.
I know. Text.
I think it's come to an end, hasn't it?